How to open up safely to spirit. We begin with grounding, which gives us a strong base and centered energy to begin psychic work or meditation. It's how we shed the unwanted energy of the day and we prepare ourselves to work safely in the moment. So begin by placing your feet flat on the floor and breathe in deeply. On the exhale, picture the excess energy flowing out of your feet and into the earth. Keep doing this until you feel calm. Usually my feet feel very heavy after doing this. Breathe deep from your root chakra at the base of your spine, or even visualize yourself breathing up through your feet. Feel and see the earth beneath your feet. You may even wish to imagine the smell of the earth, like a freshly dug flowerbed. Visualize roots growing from within the earth, wrapping firmly around your feet and ankles, gently and firmly keeping your feet very, very anchored to the ground. And these roots are growing up around your calves to the knees. You see these roots anchored securely around a black tourmaline crystal sphere deep within the earth. You can be safe in the knowledge that any energy that's not yours, or any energy that's yours that you wish to leave you, will leave your auric field and will travel down these roots into the earth and be transformed into positive energy again. Just take a moment just to allow that energy to drain down through the roots and to leave you. And now we place our protection around us. So as each in-breath comes in, it's cleansing and relaxing you. Now you visualize a strong, beautiful, white expanse of pure light far above you. See a ray of this light extend down to you. The light comes from above. It's of the same essence as life itself. It's universal life force energy from the source of creation, pure and filled with love, warmth, and great protection. You feel the light surround your body, covering you, filling you up from top to toe, totally enclosing you in its protection. Feel the warmth, the love, and the safety this light brings to you. Now the light forms a bubble, extending 2 feet all around your whole body, starting at the top of the head, below your feet, all around you. It's a strong, elastic white bubble that's full of the same universal energy you surrounded and immersed yourself in. And this brings the powerful protection of Great Spirit to you. Every cell of your body is being bathed by the light, so you are safe here and no harm can come to you. Take a long, deep breath and feel the peace and love as your body completely relaxes now in its protective bubble of white light. And you're feeling very calm and peaceful. And now we ask the Spirit for protection. I come in search of the light, for within the pure light of truth, I know no harm can come to me. Please protect me and my loved ones in your power. Thank you, Great Spirit, for protecting me and my loved ones as I work. And now you reinforce your bubble, feeling the sense that you can send thoughts out. You can move around freely, but nothing can come inside the bubble to harm you. And you can reinforce your bubble anytime by blasting out a shockwave ring of white light from your inner reserve. See it firing out from your solar plexus just below the rib cage, or your Dantian energy center just below the navel if you're Reiki attuned. And you're now ready to open up. Now, to open up safely, you must always make sure that your grounding, your protection is done first. Only then are you ready or able to open safely. And so now we clearly state our good intent to spirit, to ourselves and to others. You can do this silently with a statement such as, please grant me the ability to perceive and impart love and insight with clarity for the greater good of all. If you know your spirit guide by name and you've had introduction to them, you can call upon them by name at this point now to ask for their help and guidance. Ask the angels to work with your guides. I always ask for the protection of Archangel Michael and for any loved ones to draw near and protect me as I work. You can even ask to borrow Archangel Michael's armor if you wish. Take a moment now to invite them in. And be specific about who you are inviting to work with you. Think about them. Try to visualize them if you can. Focus now on the raising of your vibrational energy. Imagine now every atom and molecule in your body is speeding up as they vibrate in place faster and faster. Your consciousness now raising itself to join, merge and blend with the one consciousness, the higher realms. Focus now upon the chakras, opening them one by one, starting with the red earth center at the base of the spine. Feel it illuminate now, spinning red glowing light, gently pulsing with each breath in and out. The light travels up the spine now to the orange sacral chakra, just below the navel. Feel it illuminate now, spinning orange glowing light, gently pulsing with each breath in and out. As the light travels up the spine again now, to the yellow solar plexus chakra just beneath the ribcage. Feel it illuminate now, spinning yellow gentle glowing light, gently pulsing with each breath in and out. as the light travels up the spine now to the green heart chakra. Feel its illumination as it spins with beautiful green glowing light, gently pulsing with each breath in and out. As the light travels up the spine again now to the blue throat chakra. Feel it illuminate now, spinning gentle blue glowing light, pulsing with each breath in and out. And again, the light travels up the spine now to the chakra in the center of the brow. Now we fortify and strengthen this chakra in preparation for the work we're going to do. And this is an exercise you need to do regularly. So each time you open the brow chakra, I want you to visualize a heavy steel door across your brow, with a heavy locked bar across it. This is a fortress of strength, the doorway to your psychic and spiritual ability, with access to the world of spirit and intuition behind it. Focus on feeling the protection in place, strong and powerful. The door illuminates now with a purple glow pulsing with each breath in and out. You see a keyhole in the locked bar across the door. Purple light coming through the keyhole, and as you become aware of it, you become aware of a beautiful key deep within you that you can take out now and unlock this steel bar. Sliding the bar and the heavy door open now. Feel the weight of it. And as the door slides back, it reveals a heavy purple velvet curtain with a beautiful sparkling glow of purple light behind it. You draw back the curtain now, stepping forward to see a huge, beautiful closed eye. It's sleeping, but it illuminates now, and you can see a golden padlock, keeping the lids gently closed. So you take your key now and you open the padlock gently, removing the padlock and returning the key and lock inside of you, knowing it's always there. As the beautiful purple eye opens now, you are immersed deep within its beauty and its power, and you know that with its help, you'll be able to see what it sees beyond this physical plane into the next. And we move the light again now up to the crown, the very top of the head now. And you feel the crown chakra open up with a blaze of pure gold and silver light. A ray of this light now shoots upwards from your crown, merging with the column of protection and love to connect with the highest planes of existence, the place we all come from and return to at the end of each and every lifetime. You feel the safety and the love surrounding you on all sides. Within this light from your crown, a slender cord of connection begins to rise from your head, floating lightly but higher and higher now on the currents of air, rising faster now as your vibrational energy speeds up, every atom and molecule vibrating in place, faster and higher as the connection is made with the highest plane for the greatest good of all. allow the feeling of connection to inform you. Allow information to come to you without effort. There is no trying or reaching forward and upward now. Just allow what will come to travel down through the silken thread to you. Allow it to come through. Give it permission. You are the receiver. The thread is the conductor of this information from the spirit world to you. Feel with your mind and heart together. You may experience a mental shift or click. You may start to experience physical sensations on and within your body. You may experience numbness or a cobwebby light touch of the face, arms or legs. This is all completely normal and it tells us that a connection is made. You are now plugged in at the very highest level. Ask for loved ones and your guide and ancestors to draw close now. And ask for any experience to be only for your greater good and for the greater good of those that the messages may be for. Take a few moments to consider the following, as these will be markers that you can refer back to each time you connect to let you know what's happening. What sensations do you feel within your body? What can you hear, see, or smell? Do you feel any changes in temperature? Do you have an impression of someone drawing close to you? Even if you can't see them, can you sense that there is someone close to you? Pay attention to the emotions that you're feeling. Do these feel like yours? Or could this be communication from spirit? Do you feel a light touch on your hair, your hands, or your face? Take some time now just to focus on this, to allow the information to come to you. Don't reach for it. If you feel the connection wavering, just allow that strand to just float higher and higher. From the crown up to spirit. and now it's time to close down. Visualize the gentle but strong thin strand of silver silken thread starting to drift downwards now from the highest realms. We thank our guides and our loved ones for their help and support and love. You become very aware of your crown now as this strand is floating gently down, down on the air. Within that column of silver and golden light, lower and lower now in the air currents, slower now as the strand drifts down back into the crown at the top of the head. The strand will always be there, ready to reconnect whenever you wish. And now we dim the light of the crown chakra at the top of the head. Feel the rod of light from the crown to the infinite source of light far above us. In the world of spirit, we feel it dim now, as it fades down and down now back into the top of your head. Still aware of the spinning and glowing light at your crown, gently pulsing with each breath in and out. And you are now closing your connection to the realm of spirit. And that light at the crown starts to dim. As the light travels down now to the chakra in the center of the brow, you gaze again into your beautiful purple eye, thanking it as it closes now. It's sleeping again, and you take your golden padlock. You place it through the lids again now, gently and firmly closing them. You take your key and you lock the padlock gently. You step back and draw that heavy purple velvet curtain across again. As you step back again, you see the beautiful sparkling glow of purple light behind the curtain, pulsing and dimming now. Dimming down, stepping back again, you slide the heavy steel bar of protection firmly shut across your brow. Sliding that heavy bar back across it, you can see the key holding the bar across the door again. And you take your key and you lock it now, returning that beautiful key to that place deep within you that you can access at any time, whenever you wish. Remember, this is a fortress of strength. Feel that protection in place, strong and powerful. And now you can add anything you wish to your door. You can see an etched symbol. You can place chains across it. Whatever you feel you need to reaffirm to yourself that is to remain closed until the next time you can open up safely. If at any time you feel yourself open when you don't wish to be, just remember this steel door and the fact that it's closed, and reinforce that impression in your mind. Now we let the light drop down to the blue throat chakra, the seat of communication. You feel it dimming now, spinning gentle blue glowing light, pulsing with each breath. Dimming down as you drop the light down now to the center of your chest, to the green glowing light of the heart center. See that dimming down. Now down to the yellow gentle glowing light of the solar plexus just beneath the rib cage there, pulsing with each breath in and out, dimming down. And we drop the light down the spine now to the sacral chakra, orange glowing light, gently pulsing with each breath in and out, dimming down, the glow fading. And finally now to the spinning red earth chakra at the base of the spine, which never closes completely. We leave a glowing, gentle, dim light gently pulsing with each breath in and out, always there in the background, dimming down now but always present. And finally now to the spinning red earth chakra at the base of the spine, which never closes completely. We leave a glowing, gentle, dim light gently pulsing with each breath in and out, always present. And your vibrational energy slows now back to normal functioning levels. Imagine now every atom and molecule in your body slowing down as they vibrate in place. You reinforce your auric light, your bubble, and you send light down your grounding roots into the earth, feeling gratitude for the connection you have. Breathe deeply, stretch and wiggle your toes, and notice how you are feeling calm and yet alive with positive, vibrant energy, ready to continue with your day.